Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for our name, Rosh Chichyu. Schus Yochai Vfega, Bas Michal Dispasia. The schus Ayelet, Abigail Ayelet, Bas Yocheved. The schus Aaron Yosef Ben Chana. Schus Yochai Yisrael. Schus Moshe Peshtin Raisa, Moshe Mordechai. The Haftorah of Parashas Emor, it says, "Kol nevela v'treifa min ha'of from Yecheskel Mimdal Lamed Aleph. Kol nevela v'treifa min ha'of min ha'behim v'leyochel ha'kohanim." So the pasuk says that Kohanim are not allowed to eat nevelas and treifas. Famous Gemara in Menachos, Daf Mem Hey, Kohanim hudloy achli ha'Yisrael achli. Kohanim aren't allowed to eat nevelas and treifas, and Yisraelim are. What are you talking about? Nobody's allowed to eat. Why Dafka Kohanim? I'm Rabbi Yechanan, Parashas of Eliyahu Asidu Darshas. So Rabbi Yechanan says that Eliyahu Hanavi is going to darsh in this parasha. Chavino amal koyhanim itzalichle. And Rabbi says, you need to tell me Dafka Kohanim. Kasak adaych min olvishlim malika bayat ushnam vel treife. You might think that since we're matir malika, when Kohanim are allowed to eat with malika, which is when the animal is killed not with the proper shechita, but with a nail. So it's also much with them to need a veil and a treifa, kamash melam, that they're not, if we need a special chiddush. So the kasha is, Rabbi Yechanan, who says that Elio is going to darish in this parish in the future, why doesn't he like the ukimta of Ravina? And Ravina said a teretz, no, you need kohanim, because since Malika is mutter, maybe you might think that the veil is in treifa, is a mutter, kamash melam, that not. So why doesn't he like Ravina's answer? So in the Sefer Chiddushei Torah in Parshas Emor, he says as follows, that we learn in Maseches Beitza and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Tani Tama Kamei Rav Yochanan, HaMevashel Gid HaNoshe B'Cholov B'Yom Tov V'Ochlo Elek HaChamish. If somebody cooks Gid HaNoshe milk on Yontif and he eats it, he gets 5 Malkias. Among other things, Mishum Mevashel Gid HaNoshe, also Mishum Havara, for lighting a fire, etc. Amalei Beishamai, because they hold, they don't, the loy amrinan mitok shehutra huva havara letzarech, hutra nami shalo letzarech. They don't hold that since havara is mutra letzarech, it's mutra also shalo letzarech. The Beis Hillel, because if this opinion would be like Beis Hillel, then kevin amri mitoch, achan amri toch shehutra havara letzarech, hutra nami shalo letzarech. Therefore, it's just like Havara, it's Mutter Litzarech, it's also Mutter Shalal Litzarech. So from the fact that Havara is one of the reasons that there's Malkus here, so that shows you that it's not like Beis Shammai, who holds Mitoch, that since it's Mutter Litzarech, it's Mutter Shalal Litzarech. Must be Beis Shammai, who says it's not Mutter Shalal Litzarech on Yontif. And then Mela, there's going to be Malkus for an unnecessary Havara, like in our case, where the Havara was done for Bishul Gid HaNoshe B'chol. In the beginning, Shleime, there, he says, Shemikan dochko l'rashi l'farish, Rashi, and Dibra Masal, mitolo efluk, that we say, mitoch, that this mitoch, shehutru l'tzarech, hutru shenam l'tzarech, is even shalei l'tzarech klal, because Bishul Gid HaNoshe is en l'tzarech yantuf b'chlal. And nevertheless, Rabbi Yochanan says that, according to Beis Hillel, we say mitoch. So it must be, this is what we're compelled Rashi to say, that Beis Hillel holds that we say mitoich, even if it is shalei l'tzarech klal, even if it's not necessary at all, we still say mitoch. Because havara for Bishul Gid HaNoshe is completely unnecessary, and yet we see in the Gemara that you say mitoch, according to Beis Hillel. So that is stage one. The Rosh in Beitza, Perek Aleph, Simen Yud Ches, writes, ask asks the Shitas Rashi that we say mitoch, even shalot tzorach klal. So why do we ask her sreifas kotchim on yantif? Ma baya? Just burn the fire and it's shalot tzorach. It's not necessary, but mitoch shalot tzorach. There's not mishalot tzorach. Since it's mutter when it's necessary, it's also going to be mutter when it's not necessary. So the Megine Shlomo answers, so to the Lecha Mishnah, Perakim, Lechuzian, to the Lecha Ches, that the Rashi is Lashitasa, that he explains, Beitzach, famous Rashi, Beitzach of Zayin Amit Beis, Divar Maschil Chala, Gavei Chala de Mitmeis, She'osu Vashlicha Lekloven, if Chala became Tamei, you're now allowed to throw it to the dogs, even though it's not a Malacha, because the Torah, Achshevei Lebir Kotchim, since the dogs are going to eat it, that's like beer kachim. That's considered a malacha. And for this reason, it's also do sreifas kachim and yantiv, even though havara is not a malacha. Because we say mitoch, nevertheless, since he's makayim, the mitzvah of beer kachim, the Torah is achshevei the malacha. So the Torah is machshev, it's malacha, since it's done with tzarech mitzvah. So you see that's Rabbi Yechanan, who holds that hamavashel gidan nosha is beishanim. But the Beis Hillel, it's mutter, because we say mitoch, afilu shelo l'tzorach klal, so it must be that Rabbi Yechanan holds of the svarav achshevei. Because otherwise you have the kasha of why not be svarav kachim b'yamtiv. The only way we can say not be svarav kachim b'yamtiv is because of achshevei. Otherwise, since it's shelo l'tzorach klal, according to Rabbi Yechanan, it should be mutter, even though shelo l'tzorach klal should be mutter. So why is it asur to be Saref Kachim B'yamtiv? It must be because Rabbi Yechanan holds up the svar of Achshevei, like the Megine Shleiman and the Lecha Mishnah say. In the Sefer Darish Letzion in Drush Aleph, and also in the Sefer Kedushas Yamtiv, Parashas Emor, Kash is asked, but Ravina says, Sakadai Tachamina Hol Vishri Malika Legabai, Tishri Namin Avela V'treife, that since Malika's mutter, so to Nevel and Trefa should also be mutter, that Malika's mutter is not because it's Nevela's mutter, but because the Asse of Achilas Kachim is Deicha, but let's save Nevela. Nevela is still Asser. Just the Asse of Achilas Kachim is Deicha. So what's the Havamin of the Gemara? That since we are Matir Malika, we're also Matir Nevel and Trefa. Malika, we were never Matir. Malika's mitzmitin Asse Deicha Loisesay. So what's the Havamin that we'd be Matir Nevel and Trefa? However, in the Darish Letzion, at the end of the Jerush, in a gloss from the son of the Mechaber, he notes that we can't say that the essay of Kachim is Darcha the Lab of the Nevela, except Shalakayim Shneim, Al Yidei Sheyachlu Shalaycha Derech HaNa'asa. We can't say the essay of Kachim is Darcha the Lab of Nevela, because it's a way to get around it. And that is, each aloka derech hanasa, and we paskin that all assume shabbatayri. You're not like if you reach aloka derech achilasa. Nevertheless, you yotze de achilas kachim, like the suffix of the Mishnah Lamelech, Perakim, the Chesed Torah, the Ches, Chomokum Shteya, so that you're still yotze the mitzvah. Even though you're not doing an aver when you eat aloka derech, but you might be doing a mitzvah. So if you give me Makayim Shneim, we don't say it's a techelosa say. So therefore, it's not right to say that. It's not right to say that the essay of Kachim is Deichet, the lab of Nevela, because Efshel the Kaim Shneim, just eat it Shalokaderech. And you won't do the Aver, and you'll be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So we said before that the essay of Achilles Kachim is Deichet, the lab of Nevela, is not true. However, in the Sefer Ol Chodosh, Kedushin Lamed Ches, he writes that Bachila Shal Mitzvah, the Mokom Misser, like Chodosh and Nevela, you reach a look at Erech Hanah, since the Pasuk was in Machshiv, this Achila, that he yotzei de Chavis HaMitzvah, there's also an Isser of Achila's Isser. In other words, don't say that Efshel HaKayim Shneim, because you're going to do the Mitzvah, not do the Isser. The second you do the Mitzvah, that's Achshevei LaAchila, and you're also going to be doing the Isser. I am the place here, the Isser Mitzvah. So according to this, Yevshel HaKayim Shneim Lechol Kazayis Malikas Oif B'Sheloi Kederech Achila, because it's also Mekorech Achshevei. And this is all if we say the Svar of Achshevei, but if we don't say the Svar of Achshevei, like the Noda Behuda writes in Madura Kamar, Achayim Tesvav, the Lav Kuli Alman Modi B'Svar of Achshevei, it's a Machlekes Tanoim, whether or not we say Achshevei, and Shem the Noda Behuda, So in achinami, you can eat achila shel mitzvah b'makom mitzvah shelo k'derech achila. Even though you're mekayim the mitzvah achila, you're not over the yisr. So that's the shaila. The shaila is, if you were mekayim achilas mitzvah, shelo k'derech, are you over an yisr? So if you say the svara b'achshavei, then you're over the yisr. If you don't say the svara b'achshavei, you're not over an yisr. So you're reading shelo k'derech, that's gevaldik, and you're also not over on an yisr. We don't say the Svar Bachshavei. If you say the Svar Bachshavei, the fact that you're Mekayim the Mitzvah Achila means that you're also over the Yisr. And whether or not you say Achshavei is a Machlokas. So whether it's Efshe L'Kayim Shneim, that you can eat Achila V'Yisr, Shaloi Kederich, if you say there that it's not an Yisr, but it is a Mitzvah, by eating something that's Asr and a Mitzvah, if you eat it Shaloi Kederich, are you Mekayim the Mitzvah while not being over the Yisr? So that will be the subject of the machlokas. Now we can say as follows, that the reason of Rabbi Yochanan, that he doesn't explain like a Levina, who says the Sfer of Kohanim and Tzarichle, that since Malika was Mutter, we're also going to be Matur Nevel and Shreifa, is because since Rabbi Yochanan, as we proved earlier, holds of Achshavei, so he holds that Malika's mutter is because the essay of Achilas Kachin is Doicha the Lab of Nevela. And you can't say, oh, Efshe L'Kayim Shneim, Yir Achilas Yisr Shel Mitzvah, Al Yidei She'ilcho Shekolok Shelok Ederech Hanoah, Shelok Ederech Achila. No, it's not going to help. Gornish is going to help him. Why not? Because it's also Mikarech Achshavei. So Mehechit Teisi, that we're going to be Matir Nevela Stam L'Kayhanim. Since Rabbi Yechanan holds of Achshavei, there's no way that he could be Matir and Nevela Stam Lekon. There's no Havimina. And you can't say, oh, because of Malika. Malika's mitzad esay teicha lois to say. And you can't say it's a, and you can't say that you could prove it from Malika. Because that you're allowed to eat, the Kohen's allowed to eat with Malika, after Malika, is because of Esei Deicha Loisisei. And there's no Efshe L'Kayim Shneim because it's Achshavei, there's a Svar of Achshavei. So you can't say that you can do the mitzvah without doing the Yisr. The second doing the mitzvah, you're doing the Yisr. There's a Svar of Achshavei. So therefore, how are you eating after Malika? You're eating Mikayach Esei Deicha Loisisei. We have to say that because according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no such thing as here as Efshe L'Kayim Shneim. Because the second you're doing the mitzvah, you're also doing the avera achshavei. So it must be you're eating mikarech asei derech alois to say. And if that's true, that it's Mikoy Chesed Deicha Lois to say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he says the Svar of Achshavei, and therefore it's Yev Shalik Haim Shneim. So if it's Mikoy Chesed Deicha Lois to say, some Mehechi Tesi, then we're Matir Nevela. Here we're Matir it because the essay of Achilles Kachim is Deicha Lois to say of Nevela. But Stam Kachi and Aladi Nevela. That's all Rabbi Yochanan. Mashen Ken Ravino, he can hold, we can say that he holds, that there's no Svar of Achshavei. There's no Svar of Achshavei. He doesn't hold to the Svar of Achshavei, like we saw before in the night of Yudhila to Machlekes. And that ain't Sarfan Kachim B'Yamtiv. Why ain't Sarfan Kachim B'Yamtiv? Because maybe he holds like Tosis and Lavash, that we only say Mitoch of this Tzarech Ktsas. There has to be a little bit of Tzarech. And if there has to be a little bit of Tzarech, then by Sarfan Kachim B'Yamtiv, there's not Tzarech. There's not a little bit of tzarech. So therefore, ain't surfing kachim b'yamtiv. Like we saw before, that according to Rashi, in surfing kachim b'yamtiv, even though it's mutter to be tzarech, shelo tzarech klal, it's because of Achshavei. Since there's the mitzvah of Bir Kachim, Achshavei the Malacha. Ravina can say no. Like the other Rishonim hold that you need Tzarech Ktzas, and so too if it's Kach B'Yavda, it's not Tzarech Ktzas. Kopanim, if so, Achilas is Shalok Aderech HaNoeh, is Mutter B'Makom Mitzvah, because he's Mekayim, the Mitzvah, and he's not over an Isser. So each Shalok Aderech HaNoeh, in this way, you'll be Mekayim Shneim. You won't be over an Isser, and you'll be Mekayim a Mitzvah. And then you can't say that Malik is Mutter L'Kohanim, because that's his Dech HaLaisis say, because after the Mekayim Shneim, each Shalok Aderech. Since the Malika is not Mikoyach HaSeidech HaLaisesei, because it's a case of Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. So why then is it Mutter? It's Mutter because we're Mater Malika. You can't say that Malika was permitted because Essay Deir HaLaisa say, but you're really being over an Isser because of the Svar of Achshavei. No. Say that according to Ravina, he doesn't hold of Achshavei. And therefore, you can eat Shalok Aderech. So Zevshah L'Kayim Shneim. Zeshul Kaim Shneim, why then do we allow a person, Kohanim, to eat Kederech when Malika is done? It must be that we allow Kohanim to eat because there's a special heter to eat for Malika. They have a heter to eat in a veil. Since there's no Svar of Achshavei, it's Zeshul Kaim Shneim. Zeshul Kaim Shneim, so why don't we force them to eat Shalok Kederech? The answer is because there's a heter to eat, there's no iser. There's a heter to eat after Malika, even though it's an avela. So Ravina holds, it's an avela and you're allowed to eat it, so then you would think that avelas are always mutter. So that's why Ravina holds what he holds. So it's all totally whether or not you hold the svar of Achshavei. Rabbi Yochanan holds of Achshavei, says, oh, it's Achshavei, so then it's Yevshal Kaim Shneim. You can't do the mitzvah without doing the Aveira of eating this carbon. So then, why is it permitted? It's permitted because the mitzvah is Deich of the Aveira, say Deich of Laisesei. Yev Shal Kaim Shneim, so it must be that Esei is Deich of Laisesei. That's why it's Mutter. Ravina holds, he doesn't hold to the Svar of Achshavei. It's Yev Shal Kaim Shneim. So Efshar L'Kayim Shneim, then why is it permitted? Can't be mitzvah as a derech to say, because we don't say that if Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. So it must be because we permitted Malika, and if we permitted Malika, then we should permit all Nevelis. So that's the Machlokas, Tim Rabbi Yochanan and Ravina. Yochanan doesn't hold us Chavamina that we should permit all the Nevelis, and that Kohanim would have a heter to Nevela. And therefore he says, Eliyahu Hanavi's going to darsh in this parasha that says that Kohanim are not allowed to eat Nevelis. But Ravina says, no, I have a pshat. But you would think Kohanim are allowed to eat nevelas because they're eating after Malika. Kamash Malan, they're not. So it's meduktak that we say that Rabbi Yechanan says the parasha zu Eliyahu asidu darsha. Eliyahu Hanavi is going to darsh in this parasha. Because we find by Eliyahu the Orvin brought him basar, lechem u'basar. We say in the Gemara that they brought him from the Shechtois of Achav. It was in a veil and treif. It was Mutter Achil al Pi Adibor. So Frekta said for Kedushas Yamtif, Kadosh Baruch Hu Shomer Mishmarat Yishal Tor Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah Perak Aleph Alech Legimel Sahadah. How is he Matir Eliyahu to eat in a veil? So the Kedushas Yamtif says, very simple. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to eat. Rorim Tzivisi Lechal Kelech Hashem. It's an essay. And that's Deich of the Lois Seir Nevela, Ayin Shem Edvar. The Chor, this is this. So that's how Eliyahu HaNavi was allowed to eat this on kosher meat. The Chor, this is difficult. They have Shalom Kaim Shnei, Meet Shalom Kederach Achila. Stam Eliyahu Ed Kederach Achila. So it must be that Eliyahu HaNavi, Darshan is the Svar of Achshavei. So he's doing a mitzvah when he's eating, and that's machshavah is an aveira. So it's yevshal lekayim shneim. So if it's yevshal lekayim shneim, so then that means that Eliyahu Hanavi doesn't hold of the svara of. That means that Eliyahu Hanavi holds of the svara of achshavah. And if he holds of the svara of achshavah, then he holds like Rabbi Yechanan. Again, if you hold of the svara of achshavah, that means that yevshal lekayim shneim. And the reason the Kohanim reading after Malika is because Asay Deich Alesa say. That's why Kohanim reading after Malika. And if that's true, then they're doing it all to Asay Deich Alesa say. Then why does the Pasuk need to Asur Nevelas normally? Why would you think it's Mutter? It's only Mutter here because of Asay Deich Alesa say. And that's why Eliyahu and Avi in the future is going to darsh in this parasha, and he's going to explain why the parasha has to be a matter of nevelas for Kohanim. If Eliyahu and Avi didn't hold to the svar of achshavei, so then achilas iser shelo kederach hanaz mutar b'makom mitzvah, since he's mekayim a mitzvah and he's not over an iser, and therefore you can't say that the malik is mutar b'kohanim is because of esay's derech alaysa. Because after the kaim shneim, achilas shelo kederach. So why then is malika mutter to kohanim? Because we're matir malika, we're matir them tira nevela in this case. So whole vishtri malika lekabayu tishtri namin nevela betreva. That's the svar of Ravina, because he doesn't hold of achshavei. But Rav Yechon, who holds of achshavei, says that. It's yevshal lekayim shneim, because every time you're doing the mitzvah, you're doing an aveir also. And the meila, the reason it's mutter, is because the te'ir kederech, is because the essay of eating kachim is doicha de lois seif nevel. Because he holds a vachshavei. And the meila, that's true, then what's the havamina that normally Kohen's allowed to eat malik, with malik, with nevela? Here is only mutter out to the mitzvah. If you don't hold of achshavei, then it's a mutter because we're matir malika. It's efshar l'kayim shneim. So what's the why eat kederach if you're going to eat shelo kederach? It must be that malika is mutter, so nevela is a mutter. That's if you don't hold of achshavei. Because then it's efshar l'kayim shneim. If you hold of the svar of achshavei, like Rabbi Yochanan holds, and Eliyahu Hanavi's with him, and that means that your aveira is gonna when you do the mitzvah, but shelo kederach, you're also doing an aveira. So there is efshar l'kayim shneim. So it's yevshal lekayim shneim. And why is it mutter that why we matter malika? And the reason must be because the essay is deicha leisa say. Now the Navi Nodes go hold that way as well. So that's one possible mahalach in the sugya. A lot more to say. So. Now that we will talk about this in the future, please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.